USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. Hundreds are accounted for, and thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. As evidence of illegal activity is being released by the House Oversight Committee, one Democrat says he wants Congress to stay out of the Justice Department's business. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin was referring to David Weiss being named special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. Raskin criticized Republicans who called for a special prosecutor, but then complained when Attorney General Merrick Garland named Weiss. Republicans say that Weiss was already in charge of the case and a part of the Biden's sweetheart deal that fell through. A ban on assault-style weapons is being upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court. A law banning assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by the state lawmakers back in January and signed into law by Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker. It came about 6 months after the Highland Park mass shooting. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Republican senators are continuing to say the Department of Justice needs to take a closer look at President Biden.
Reaction is continuing to come in after the appointment of a special counsel in the probe into President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Some Republicans are now calling for a special counsel appointment to investigate the president.
We need a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden and the $20 million that his family received while he was vice president.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking on Sunday Morning Futures. I'm Tim Berg.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump could face a fourth indictment allegation by tomorrow in Georgia.
Fulton County DA Fani Willis will present her case to grand jurors as early as today, reports indicate. She's expected to need 2 days to lay out her sweeping indictments in connection to attempts at overturning the 2020 Georgia election results. While the courtroom is blocked off from traffic and has a large police presence, Gabriel Sterling, Georgia Secretary of State Chief Operating Officer on ABC's This Week, said he's still concerned about the lone wolf.
It's not going to be an organized thing. It's not going to be a bunch of conspirators together. It's going to be one probably mentally unstable individual who's going to be radicalized through this process.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Today is U.S. Victory Day that commemorates the conclusion of World War II. Oddly enough, Rhode Island is the only state that observes the holiday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.